And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is never-ending deception and fraud. And if some of you could try to call in, and let me see if you are able to call in during this hour, I'd appreciate it. If you can't, please wait until after the show to call me, because I can't answer the phone while I'm on the show, obviously. So I was talking about the insanity of Monsanto, who has already produced their BT, genetically engineered BT insecticide corn, which, by the way, is actually listed as a pesticide. It's not even listed as a food product. And we've talked about before the break how the effects of this BT toxin corn have caused all kinds of problems, including, you know, a rampant rise of super weeds, increase in crop disease and livestock infertility, and a massive 93% of women and 80% of fetal blood samples showing that they had these BT toxins in them. So what is Monsanto's solution? To come up with another genetically modified corn, now with the major toxic component of Agent Orange, which is called 2,4-D. And I don't, you know, have it written down what that stands for, but you can put that into any search engine. Basically, do some research on Agent Orange, which we know what Agent Orange did to Vietnam. In fact, our country paid billions of dollars to people in Vietnam for polluting their country with Agent Orange. And now Monsanto wants to do it here. So let me continue with this very important document that you can access at fooddemocracynow.org. Numerous studies have linked exposure to 2,4-D to major health problems that include cancer, lowered sperm counts, liver disease, and Parkinson's disease. In addition, dozens of peer-reviewed studies have found the use of 2,4-D to contribute to hormone-disrupting activity linked to reproductive problems and thyroid dysfunction. And now they want to spray this chemical on our crops and fields. Okay, because you have to realize, why are they going to make a corn that is resistant to this Agent Orange component? The answer is so they can spray the fields with Agent Orange, basically making us into Vietnam. Okay? This is what they want to do. Along with these major health impacts, the approval of Dow's Agent Orange 2,4-D corn will likely lead to a massive explosion in the use of Agent Orange across the U.S. once the herbicide is approved for corn crops, a fact that has greatly alarmed scientists, environmentalists, and farmers alike. If the potential health problems and the escalating chemical arms race weren't bad enough, 2,4-D is widely known among farmers for the problems with drift, which means it's difficult to control when applying and frequently leads to serious damage to neighboring farmers' fields. Okay? So, you know, this is what they're considering. And we know that the psychopaths at Monsanto are highly connected to the psychopaths in government. And just to let you know, basically that's what the plan is. Of course, just because they're going to allegedly make a corn product that's resistant to Agent Orange does not mean that when they spray the crop with Agent Orange, it's not going to poison you. So you have the GMO aspect of concern, and then you also have the fact that they're going to spray it with Agent Orange. I mean, how far are you going to let this go, people? It's just out of control. It's getting worse every day, and that is why it is critical for us to stand up and do something about it. And, you know, there's so many things going on. I know it gets overwhelming, just like I always say. With a show called What's Ailing America, I'll never run out of answers to that topic. That's why we have to go to the root of the evil, the psychopathic predators that are controlling the planet, and shine a light on them and wake up as many people as you can. Of course, their brains have to work in order for them to wake up, and that's what I help people do, is detoxify so that their brains can work. But this is critical. I mean, we're reaching the tipping point, both in terms of consciousness expansion and in terms of the psychopaths pretty much taking off their masks and saying, yep, we're killing you, and guess what? This is our next little plan along those lines. It's just truly amazing. And I know there's a lot of people that just want to put their heads in the sand, but of course that's not working for those people. Okay, I have another very important article here. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but it's on Fukushima, radioactive hell on Earth. This is on the International Medical Veritas Association, which basically talks about what I'm sure the listeners of this show, because I know I'm preaching to the choir on this show, that you already know, that basically the Fukushima disaster has already gone way beyond what happened at Chernobyl. There are massive amounts of radiation being brought in. Through water, through air, etc. Through food, because I'm sure they're still shipping food out of Japan to this country with all kinds of radiation in it. And in fact, in this article, it actually talks about the fact that Fukushima is going to start burning radioactive debris containing up to 100,000 becquerels of radioactive cesium per kilogram. And, of course, the babies and fetuses are going to be the worst affected. And you have to ask yourself, like, how come the media is not, you know, the mainstream media, why aren't they talking about Fukushima anymore? You know, basically, they put it in our face when the whole thing first happened. And, of course, we know that that was probably a HAARP-related event, you know, possibly punishing Japan for being on the side of the Palestinians and that whole Zionist problem over there in the Middle East. But they're not even talking about this anymore. Basically, in this case, no news is not good news. And that's why I wanted to mention to you a very important product that is actually the only helpful thing that Patrick Jordan ever told me about. And he did not want me to mention this on the show. I'm not sure why, but I'm going to mention it to you now. It's called magnesium iodine. The website you can get this is magnesium, magnascent.com. It's a company in Texas that makes this iodine solution that you can actually... Okay, I'm getting a message that somebody tried to call in, but they got the usual answer. Okay, so the phones aren't working. Surprise, surprise. Okay. But anyways, this iodine solution is the best iodine solution that I've found in order to protect your thyroid gland from the radioactivity. And it's very easy to use. All you have to do basically is put a few drops into a glass of water. I take 25 drops a day, but, you know, you can use your intuition or muscle test or whatever to figure out how many you're going to take. And you put it into a glass of water, and then you pretty much just let it sit for a little while, and then you drink it. And this is a very important thing, in my opinion, everybody should be doing to help protect your thyroid gland from the radioactivity. Of course, that's not going to protect the rest of you. There are homeopathic remedies that you can use to detox the radiation. There's homeopathic remedies to detox pretty much everything. And that's what I teach people to do when I do consults for them, which, you know, I can give you suggestions. I do limited consults as well as, you know, the usual big picture consults where I take the whole history and all that. So if you want that information, you know, that's how I pay my bills, is to do consults. So that information, you can contact me and, you know, basically find out what to do and help me survive also as well. But I just wanted to mention that very important product because, as I said, Patrick Jordan gave me a lot of good information about gardening. He does know a lot about gardening. I will give him that. But in terms of health-related issues, he knows nothing. And he did tell me about this magnesium iodine, but he told me not to mention it on the show. He wasn't ready to release the information. I don't, you know, understand that. That it's, you know, not ready to be released. But I'm releasing it now because basically I am very disturbed at some emails I have received in regards to what Patrick Jordan is sending out to his list. Now, I received countless emails and phone calls from people telling me they're so glad that I took him off the show. And I asked these people, well, why didn't you contact me and tell me that you didn't like, you know, what he was doing? And the answer was because they had too much respect for me. And he did give out some good information, but I found out that most of his information was plagiarized. And I've received so much information, I can't even give you all of it. I'm not going to waste my time, but there was a series he did called The King James Diversion. Well, the man that actually wrote that document contacted me and told me that he had sent that to Patrick. Patrick plagiarized it, gave him absolutely no credit. Of course, you know, we know that I can't even remember how many shows he talked about. He's the only one that's ever come up with the idea of killing the devil. And then somebody contacted me and told me, I have to get the new movie, Dante's Inferno. And sure enough, why did Dante go to the ninth circle of hell? To kill the devil. So he even made that up. And then there was this other G.O.D. series, God, Oil, and Drugs, or Diamonds, I don't remember which. And turns out that he plagiarized that as well. There's a book by that name. So there's all kinds of things that he did. And there's the music, and I will tell you why I'm finally mentioning this now. Because now he's trying to hurt people, and this has to stop. Okay, I'll be right back after these messages. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where today our answer is never-ending deception and fraud. And that brings up the subject of Patrick Jordan, the self-proclaimed farm boy who is a legend in his own mind, who lived off his mother's Medicare check until he contacted me and made me believe that he was this amazing vaccine researcher. And, you know, I put him on the map, and he started writing books. And then mysteriously, I guess, you know, his mother was too much effort for him to help, so he brought her to the hospital where they killed her. But the reason I'm finally addressing this is because there's about 10 people that are only on his list to monitor what he's up to, because he took me off his list, you know, like a toddler throwing a tantrum when I finally took him off my show when I couldn't take his lies and plagiarism anymore. And I received recently two very disturbing emails. One is from Monday, April 16th. Entitled All That Glitters Is Gold. And in this article, he's warning people about colloidal silver and stating that ionic silver is exactly that, Ag+. There are already reports that metals can get into the cell without resistance, and they can get into the nucleus, and there's no telling what kind of permanent damage they can do. And then he says later on, who's asking the questions beyond me? And stating how gold is the only thing that can displace silver. Okay, so this is disinformation. I'm here to tell you I take silver every day, have done so for 15 years. Thousands and thousands of people that I have taught my protocol are doing the same. Never a problem. Never. Okay? And this is why I am extremely disturbed that he's now lying to people about silver. He says, one paper said that silver can build up in nervous tissue. Jennifer Lake, who the hell is Jennifer Lake? I mean, she's some expert on silver. Silver can shut down electron transport in the mitochondria, because mitochondria are the equivalent of ancient bacterial inclusions in cells. Hannah Kroger said you should use a homeopathic silver detox if you take it regularly. But then that begs the question of the biophysical mechanism by which a homeopathic silver detox could remove something that can only be displaced by platinum or gold. But then that begs the question on how homeopathy works in any of its forms. Now, I'm here to tell you that Patrick Jordan, and I have all the correspondence he sent me, has ordered hundreds of homeopathic remedies through me. He had me order it for him because he couldn't afford it, okay? So now he's questioning homeopathy. Now he's trying to make people believe that homeopathy is simply magic. And what is his evidence of that? That Hahnemann was a contemporary of Jenner. Well, Bechamp was also a contemporary of Pasteur. I rest my case, okay? So this is very, very serious. And I am going to do a show on this disinfo that this farm boy, who's a legend in his own mind, is sending out in the very near future with the person that I consider to be an expert on colloidal silver, so that you can learn the truth. But this is very dangerous. And he writes that people are writing to him to talk about how they should detox mercury. Why are you writing to a farm boy to learn about how to detox mercury? And then he goes into this whole thing about how silver can replace mercury. So if silver is a strategy for removing mercury, then that's problematic because now the mobilized free radical metal mercury can simply damage cells somewhere else. Well, when I do consults for people, they all learn how to detox heavy metals, including mercury, with homeopathy. So they don't have to worry about this alleged problem that he figured out from some organic chemistry text that he no longer has, but he just remembers it from some site that he went to. All I'm here to tell you, folks, is just use your discernment, okay? He doesn't mention my name in this article. This is obviously another tantrum trying to make people think that I'm telling them bad information about homeopathy, which he calls magic, and which he's got hundreds of bottles of, you know, in his home, okay, by the way, and how dangerous colloidal silver is. Okay, folks, I use all the things that I tell people about, every single thing. I test on myself first. There's no question we're being poisoned, and you have to do what you can do. But this fraud must be exposed, and that's why I just did it. So remain on his list if you wish to, and see what else he comes up with. I know he listens to the show, so we'll see what kind of crap he sends out after this. Okay, I also want to let you know, and I found out about this from my chiropractor, who is an excellent chiropractor. He does something called upper cervical chiropractic, where they only manipulate the atlas and axis, the top two bones in your neck. The best chiropractor I've ever gone to, which I've gone to many types of chiropractors, but this man has done amazing things for me. I had two serious car accidents, and if you saw x-rays of my neck, it's amazing I can even move. When I went to him last week, he gave me a copy of a letter he just sent out to his patients recently, and this is what it says. Per Medicare Benefit Policy Manual, Chapter 1530.5, in parentheses B as in boy, and 204.1.3, in parentheses A, a treatment plan that seeks to prevent disease, promote health, and prolong and enhance the quality of life, or therapy that is performed to maintain or prevent deterioration or degeneration of a chronic condition is not covered by Medicare. Okay? So Medicare is no longer going to cover chiropractic. Now, this is very interesting because the chiropractors sued the AMA in federal court back in the 80s. It took them 11 years to win the case. And that's when chiropractic started to be covered by insurance. But now the Medicare minions have declared that it will no longer be covered by Medicare. Now, of course, many of the elderly people are very poor. All of us are very poor because the economy is being trashed intentionally. But basically, now they're making a situation where these elderly people who are getting amazing benefits from chiropractic. And as I always explain, and as you will learn in my talk on my website where I just explain my diagrams, the nervous system controls everything. And the two main problems with the nervous system are subluxation, where your vertebra get out of alignment, as well as demyelination, where your myelin sheath of your nerves and your brain are attacked by antibodies. And that's the whole vaccine connection. So basically, we all know that, you know, what I do is not covered by insurance at this point, and that's why it's so hard for people to get consults. Instead of, you know, learning about how to deal with their health naturally and not paying $25,000 a year for their insurance, which only covers the big pharma options, basically, you know, they have a problem with paying out of pocket for, you know, something that actually works. And now they're going to stop the coverage of chiropractic by Medicare. So isn't that amazing? Because wasn't one of CIA spook Obama's main excuse for passing his Obamacare was how important it was for people to get preventative care? I wonder what preventative care is actually covered under Obamacare. Obviously, Chiropractic is not. I'm sure it's like, you know, mammograms, which cause breast cancer, and colonoscopies, through which you can get viruses from other people or have your bowel perforated, end up with a colostomy, and all those different things. So I just wanted to let you know about that, because that's very important. And my chiropractor, he's totally in the know. And basically, he was laughing and saying, well, this is actually going to end up to be a good thing, because, you know, half the staff in his office is there, you know, just to fill out forms for Medicare. And then they deny, you know, half the claims anyways, and now they're going to deny all the claims. And now they'll be free, just like I'm free, to do what they need to do and not have these insurance demons over them telling them what they can do and what they can't do to help somebody when they know best. And so what he's going to do is give discounts to the elderly people so that he can help as many people as possible. This man is a wonderful man. He's a true healer. And so, you know, I just wanted to let you all know about that. They're going to be taking chiropractic away from you now under Medicare, and I'm sure regular insurance is going to follow. Now, I don't know if the chiropractors are going to go back into court again. It took them 11 years to win against the AMA in the first place. Of course, that's because the AMA was calling them quacks. I don't know if they'll bother or if they'll just realize that, you know, they should just let this dog lie, because obviously being involved with these psychopaths is not helping anybody. And it's just causing them to actually put themselves in jeopardy, because what a lot of people do, and my chiropractor knows better than to do this, but, you know, there's ways that you can tweak the diagnosis or, you know, use a different code or something like that in order to try to get things covered for people. And then if they decide they want to go after you, then they call that Medicare fraud, and then you end up in prison. So he knows better than to do that. So he's going to give the discount, as I said, to his elderly people that he sees. And they all love him, so I'm sure they'll find a way to continue getting his chiropractic adjustments. Because the amazing thing about upper cervical chiropractic is that by adjusting those top two bones in your neck, the rest of the spine actually aligns itself. You don't have to get every vertebra crunched and, you know, manipulated. In fact, there's a machine that he has where he checks the temperature on the back of your neck. And with that machine, they can tell if one side is hotter than the other side, that there's a bone out of alignment. If it turns out that there is no bone out of alignment, they don't adjust you. Their goal is to actually get you to the point where you don't need adjustments. And I actually, the longest I've gone is 6 months without adjustments, until one of my dogs broke a nail, and I had to lift him off the couch, and he weighs about 65 pounds, and that threw my neck out. So, you know, now I'm getting that fixed. But, you know, in my opinion, upper cervical is the best type of chiropractic. You can go to upcspine.com and find a chiropractor in your area, hopefully, who does upper cervical. But if you don't have one that does upper cervical, certainly, you know, all chiropractors, in my opinion, are doing good things for people. Okay, next subject I wanted to cover, and this is amazing. There was actually, I forget which show it was on, something on the mainstream media, where they showed Tupac performing as a hologram at a recent concert. Now, holographic images are basically a way that they can make it look like, you know, somebody's, you know, right there. And, of course, Tupac was murdered some years ago. I'm sure it's because he was talking and singing about the Illuminati and things of that nature. But they actually showed him at a recent concert performing. And that's when I realized, okay, now they're showing people, you know, because they like to put it in our face what they're up to. And basically, this is a signal to me that they're getting ready to have the second coming of Christ, or perhaps an alien invasion, whichever way they decide to go. Because one of the things that the chemtrails does by putting all of these minute particles of aluminum and barium and who knows what else into our atmosphere is that they're creating a giant movie screen. And there is a project called Project Bluebeam. Don't believe me. Check it out for yourself. This has been around for a long time, where they can project holographic images. And they can create, like I said, the second coming of Christ, or, you know, they can have Buddha appear over countries that practice Buddhism, or whatever they want. And so that's one thing they could do to get the slave work units to do what they want. Or they could have some alien invasion scare and get people to say, oh, now we all have to join together and give up all of our rights and go into martial law and hide under our beds and let the government take care of the aliens, which are actually holographic images. In fact, there are many people, including myself, who feel that the airplanes that melted into the World Trade Center were actually holograms. And that's the only explanation that I can come up with for how that melting occurred into the towers. And, of course, you know, there was no airplane wreckage found or anything else. And, of course, I've had Judy Wood on my show before talking about the directed energy weapons that were obviously used to bring down the towers because there were cars catching on fire blocks away from the actual Ground Zero site. So, excuse me, just wanted to let you know about that. That's a sign. They're telling us they're getting ready to do a holographic show. So when you see it, just realize it's a show. Do not become filled with fear. I'm going to be out in my yard laughing, saying, oh, this is great. Yeah, okay. Who's the star of this motion picture in the sky? It's just amazing how desperate these psychopaths are getting. And so that's a very important thing to be ready to see without getting scared. Okay. Next article I have from my local Charlotte Observer on April 19th, 2012, charlotteobserver.com, page 2A. Check it out for yourself. Don't believe me. Title of the article is Dangerous Bacteria Found in Some Lots of Ultrasound Gel. The Food and Drug Administration has now seized several lots of ultrasound gel from a New Jersey company after the product tested positive for bacterial contamination. The FDA reports that at least 16 patients at one hospital were infected with bacteria from the product. And so U.S. Marshals seized all lots of other sonic generic ultrasound gel made between June 2011 and December 2011 by Pharmaceutical Innovations. And, you know, this is another situation. Okay, so what isn't contaminated in a hospital? Okay, ultrasound gel is basically what they use when they're doing ultrasound exam of any part of your body, your heart, you know, the pregnant women that have ultrasound of their fetuses, whatever. They have to put this gel on your skin in order to make a contact with the skin by which the sound waves can get through into the body because sound waves don't go through air. So, you know, now they're letting us know that even the ultrasound gel is contaminated. So, you know, what isn't contaminated, like I said? You know, if they just use some colloidal silver gel instead, they would be fine. But, of course, colloidal silver is not allowed to be used in the hospital because it will put Big Pharma out of business in terms of all their antibiotics and antivirals. Okay. All right. Next, another naturalnews.com article. I do give credit to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. He does have a lot of excellent articles on his site. And he's got other staff writers that also write excellent articles. And the one I'm going to discuss is entitled Study, Polio Vaccine Campaign in India Has Caused 12-fold Increase in Deadly Paralysis Condition. Okay, vaccine-induced disease, here we go. The mainstream media has been busy hailing the supposed success of India's polio vaccine campaign over the past few years, and claiming that the disease has been fully eradicated throughout the country. But what these misinformation puppets are failing to disclose... Okay. Okay.
Has been fully eradicated throughout the country.
Okay.
Asia puppets are failing to disclose.
Okay, folks, sorry about that. I didn't realize I got knocked off the air when that other person called in. It never ends. Okay, I don't know when I got knocked off, so let me just talk about what I was talking about before I got knocked off. I was talking about an article from naturalnews.com. Unconstitutional New York bills would give children the right to consent to vaccines. And this is by Alan Phillips, J.D., an attorney who has a website, vaccinerights.com, who helps parents that are trying to, you know, write vaccine exemptions so that they will not be refused by the schools. And he's talking about this law in New York State, A-343 and S-384, which are basically going to do the same thing in New York as is already occurring in California, where children are going to be allowed to consent to vaccines without their parents' consent or even knowledge. And this is extremely disturbing, and this is going to be involving especially the HPV vaccine, which is one of the biggest killers they've ever come up with, as well as the hepatitis B. And, of course, for them to do this is, one, as Alan Phillips mentions, unconstitutional. Two, violates parents' First Amendment free exercise of religion. Three, violates the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, which requires each health care provider who administers a vaccine to provide to the legal representatives of any child a copy of information prior to the administration of the vaccine. And, of course, if the health care providers administer a vaccine to a child without first giving the required information to parents, they are violating federal law. And in the process, probably violating state medical ethical rules at the same time. Because when your children go into the hospital, the parents have to give consent for anything that's done, unless they're on death's door. Which obviously is not the case in vaccine situations, although it may be after they get the vaccine. So how do they come up with this stuff? How could they possibly believe that they have the right to give a child the right? Yes, we're going to give you an iPod or a T-shirt if you agree to take this vaccine. And the children can say yes when they have to get a note from a doctor to take a cough drop or a bottle of water into class. You know, people, I'm telling you, you got to get your children out of these schools because this is going to spread like wildfire. The people in California did not stand up in large enough numbers to stop it from happening there. Now they're doing it in New York. Once it goes through in New York, it's going to go everywhere. Why are you letting your children in school? And that brings up another topic that just came out this week. This father with an autistic child from vaccines, obviously, who had his child in school, and the teachers had told him and made him come for conferences, alleging that the child was becoming violent in class and was striking out against the teachers and all this other garbage. And many autistic children do become violent, especially as they get older. You can imagine how frustrating it is to not be able to talk. And so because his child was very, kind and gentle at home, even though he couldn't talk, he smelled the rat. So he wired his son up for sound and sent him to school and ended up with a 6.5-hour audio tape of what actually happened at school, where his teacher, the child's teacher and teacher's aide, were calling him a bastard. Were psychologically damaging him when he made a comment about how he wanted to go see his father, and they made him think that that wasn't going to happen. I mean, they were torturing this child, okay? But what does dad do? He goes on YouTube, and of course, now all the major networks have had him on their different shows. He's demanding an apology from the teacher. Has he taken his child out of school? No. No, child's still in school. Allegedly, the aide has been transferred, and supposedly the teacher is alleging that she was not in the room when this happened, although, of course, it went on for 6.5 hours, so where was teacher? But he didn't take his child out of school. That's what amazed me. He wants them to apologize to his child. I mean, predators and psychopaths basically hone in on these children. I've talked to you before about this pedophile neurologist in New York State, Philip Ryback, who actually sexually assaulted over 100 autistic children. And people complained to the New York Medical Board, who did nothing. And, of course, it's very amazing how that works out, because this was the same year they took away my license because of my TV show where I alleged that child sex abuse was being covered up. So the same medical board that alleged that I had a delusion of conspiracy because I did a show about that was actually covering up child sex abuse themselves. So, you know, you have to realize the predators, the pedophiles, what better target could you have than an autistic child that can't talk? So when you put them in these schools, when you bring them to these doctors, whatever you're doing, you have to guard them like hawks, because the predators love those children. They can't tell what was done to them. But I just wanted to bring that up because it just amazed me that all this father did was go on YouTube and say, you know, he wants the teacher to apologize, but he left the child in the school. How sick is that? You got to get your children out of these schools, whether they're autistic or not. You have no idea what's going on there. You have no idea how many pesticides are being sprayed with, what kinds of chemicals they're using in the school, what kind of garbage they're feeding them in the cafeteria. I mean, it's a miracle that the whole pink slime thing came out. I mean, how long have they been feeding pink slime to the children? You know, it's just everything they're doing is bad, not to mention the brainwashing and the propaganda and indoctrination and, of course, not teaching these children how to think. Anyway, so that's what I would do if I was you. And so, you know, this is what's going on in New York State, so we'll keep an eye on that. Alan Phillips also mentions, and this cracks me up, New York State legislators take an oath to support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New York. Well, actually, as we talked about with my recent show with Deanna Spingola, and then they take the Kol Nidre, which basically says they're not going to honor their oath. So that means nothing. So that's what's happening in New York. And I see we're running out of time. Once again, I apologize. When that caller who is on the Skype contact list for Ryan Skyped in, somehow that knocked me off. I don't know how long I was off, but I know Sheldon Day will take out that dead spot. So if you go to the lightofdayradioshow.com, you can listen to the archive without the dead spot. Okay, the last thing I want to mention is a very important movie that I got from Netflix entitled Virus. It's a 1980 Japanese-made disaster film, but it is in English, and it talks about a strain MM88 developed in Project Phoenix, a top-secret biological weapons system via genetic manipulation of pathogenic viruses. So here we have another documentary. And, of course, the usual disinfo, many deaths occurred all over the world because they couldn't develop a vaccine in time. But this also brings in the insanity of them using nuclear solutions. Okay, folks, that's it for this week. We'll be back next week. Enjoy that show tonight with President Obama and all his journalist friends. Bye-bye.
At OrionTalkRadio.com, you could say that we're all talk.
Later proved to be connected to drug smuggling and incurred a $50 million fine for failing to monitor cash.